Sophie double-checked the counters to make sure anything edible had been put away and that any stray crumbs had been wiped clean so they wouldn't attract ants or mice. She shuddered at the thought of a rodent running through her bakery. She wiped her hands on her apron, then pulled it over her head and threw it in the laundry bag to be washed. With a sigh of relief that the long day was finally over, she moved toward the front of the shop to lock the door before heading up to the shower and collapse on her bed. She needed sleep because she had to do this all over again tomorrow. As an adult, her dream had always been to open her own business. In her teens, her passion had been baking in her grandmother's kitchen, learning the ins and outs of baking sweet treats from her grandmother that made people smile, whether cakes, cookies, brownies, cupcakes, whatever. So, when her grandmother died last year and left her the bulk of her estate, she decided to do something with that money to make her dream come true. It wasn't a fortune, no, but it was enough of a nest egg to buy a building in a town where the real estate and taxes were reasonable, but also where the population was large enough to sustain the business. And that's how she landed in Shadow Valley, a half hour southwest of Pittsburgh. She hadn't been looking in the area since she was from Philadelphia, but when her real estate agent called to say she found the perfect business, a turnkey bakery that included all the equipment and even had an apartment above it for her to live in, she couldn't resist. Not in her right mind. The only problem was, she had no family or friends nearby. As she reached to twist the deadbolt, the door flew open, making the bells above it clank in protest.